here's a story from The World.
More than 11,000 Olympic athletes are headed to Japan, 33 different sports, 339 events in total. Over time, new events get added while others get dropped. The world's Bianca Hillier looked back at events of Olympics past and the people working to keep them alive today.
Oh, they're away, and Gatling got away brilliantly, and he's ahead of the field at the moment. And
Olympic sports are usually packed with action.
Bolt storming through, he takes it again. Blake gets the silver.
It's a big part of why billions of people tune in to the games. But some events from back in the day look a little different.
Yeah, it's pretty kind of boring watching somebody just floating along the surface, you know?
That's Dave Parrington, the head diving coach at the University of Tennessee. He's talking about an event called Plunge for Distance, which had its one and only Olympic appearance in 1904. It's pretty simple. Dive into a pool and travel as far as you can in 60 seconds without moving your arms or legs.
And also without breathing. It was just floating and gliding. So they had to get a really good angle of entry into the pool and just see how far they could go.
It turns out divers could go pretty far. Parrington's grandfather, Frank Parrington, from England, holds the world record for plunging 86 feet and 8 inches. That's the length of nearly 6 cars. The sport was passed down through the family, and even now, decades later, Dave Parrington still works it into his own swimming workouts from time to time.
I think I got up to about 65 feet, which wasn't too bad considering my current age. And I couldn't last the 60 seconds without a breath.
Parrington says, although he'd love it, he doesn't expect Plunge for Distance to return to the games. But he rejects the idea that it's an effortless sport. He says the best plungers had strong legs and shoulders. They were also nicely buoyant.
Because you're floating, gliding, and once you come up to the surface, you want to maintain on the surface, so you need to have a little bit of extra body fat.
Plunge for Distance isn't really around anymore, but other discontinued Olympic sports are still popular, like the gym class special, rope climbing.
A lot of people hate it because during gym class, every teacher wants them to climb, and a lot of people can't.
Tomas Filip is part of an organization that runs rope climbing competitions in the Czech Republic. The sport has a rich history there, he says, because of Bedřich Soupčík, a Czech athlete who won the rope climbing event at the 1924 Games in Paris.
And it was the first gold medal for our republic.
Rope climbing was last seen on the 1932 Olympic stage. Participation dwindled for decades, but it picked up again in the 90s. Filip says now, in the Czech Republic, about 100 people still compete in rope climbing every year.
The rope climbing is quite a special sport because you have to be strong.
Really strong. Still, it's not considered a professional sport, so Filip says it's unlikely to make it back to the Olympics. But another backyard favorite might have a better chance, tug of war.
A lot of people like it. Everybody knows tug of war because everybody has played it or is playing it at school or whatever.
Maika Hornstra is the Secretary General of the Tug of War International Federation. She's competed in tug of war at the World Games 5 times, but the sport hasn't been seen at the Olympics since 1920.
We were removed from the program because of the IOC wanted to reduce the number of sports and the number of athletes.
But athletes haven't stopped competing. 77 countries are now part of the International Federation. Hornstra says the formal sport is similar to what many have done at parties and festivals, but there are rules and a judge and special shoes.
We have special boots, and they are prepared with an iron heel. So you have an iron plate under your heel to have more grip in the soil.
Hornstra says tug of war is popular in Japan, so the federation tried their best to get the sport back into the Olympics this summer. It didn't happen. Now they're focused on making the 2028 Games in Los Angeles. Until then, Hornstra and others will proudly pull in tug of war matches in arenas where they are welcome, under the Olympic rings or not. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.